Hi.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust. I have a story about a dog named Muggsy. A neighbor friend, when I was a kid, they had a little dog named Muggsy.
Oh.
And the mom of this family had a peculiar habit. I didn't realize how weird it was until I got older.
What was the habit?
I mean, I knew it was weird then. Now I know it's like mental institution crazy.
Okay.
She would... She called the dog's wiener his leaper. Muggsy's got his leaper out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and here's the disgusting thing, though. She would sit on the couch, and she would rub it.
What?
And then she'd say, oh, I'm just playing with Muggsy's leaper.
What?
Dead serious.
What?
I'd say, John, what is your mom doing? Playing with Muggsy's Leaper.
First of all, great band name, Muggsy's Leaper.
Absolutely.
Second of all, I can't understand. Like, did you tell your parents about this and say...
Oh, they knew about it.
And they let you go over to this house?
They thought, well, they were friends with these people.
What? Why? No, that's instant non-more friend is what I was...
Non-more
that's my
friend.
My brain is processing trauma that you've had 20-some years to process, and I'm just now getting it in my head.
If it makes you feel any better,
oh.
I think the dog liked it a lot. The dog seemed to enjoy it.
That's not the criteria for whether something is acceptable to do to an animal or not.
Dude, I'm with you.
That's not an acceptance. It's like, wait... I gotta tell
you.
But
it was the casualness.
These sheep are always thrilled to see me. That does not, that's not okay.
As a 9-year-old, you know, when an adult who you know and trust says, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just playing with Muggsy's Leaper. What's wrong with you? You don't think that's normal? Like, oh, I guess that's normal. Okay, bye-bye.
Right. They, like, make you think you're the weird one.
You grow up and you're like, that is strange.
See?
That is strange.
This is a problem in society. It's called gaslighting, where... You go, isn't that weird? And then the person who's in charge is like, no, it's not. You're weird. And you're like, oh, God, sorry. I didn't mean to be weird. And then later on, you're like, no, wait, that person was weird. You can't do that with a dog. You can't. I'm going to keep calling it a leaper for the rest of my life now. Thank you for that also. But
I occasionally run into this woman at funerals and stuff. I run into Muggsy's long dead. I don't know if she has another dog that she plays with, but. She's also one of these women.
Her face needs to be up at every animal shelter everywhere. Like, even Rothman would be like, you can't own a dog. You're not allowed.
When you, when you know someone really well, you go in for a hug when you know them and a kiss on the cheek.
Okay.
All right?
You know this person that well enough?
Yeah. Well, I grew up down the street from her. Our, you know, families were friends. I was friends with her kids.
This is completely disorienting.
And so even as an adult, I come across this woman. And she will always try and just plant it on me on the lips.
Mm-mm.
And I'm always like struggling and turning my head and she's grabbing my head and she's trying to plant it on me.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I think this woman needs to be in prison. I'm thinking about
like,
this now. She's playing
she's
with
got
the dog's
problems.
Wiener and she's trying to French kiss me every single time I see her.
That's what I'm saying. She is like dangerously affectionate. Another good band name. But whatever. Like, maybe Muggsy's Leaper can release their first single, Dangerously Affectionate. Only you and I will get it. But that's still, honest to God, if I knew someone in my life and I found out that's what they were doing, either they have to move from the same city that I live in, or I have to. Like, I can't live knowing, like, down the road there's a person doing that.
I was nine.
No, it's blame not my your parents. Fault. That's what I'm saying.
I blame my parents for everything that's gone wrong in my life.
Your dad should have gone in to, like, the local animal shelter and been like, listen. And they'd say, sure, sir, your eye is gleeking at us. And be like, I'm sorry, it's an issue. I'll put my glasses on. There's bigger problems, though, to worry about than my eye gleek, and that is Muggsy's leaper. And they're like, explain. And he's like, don't worry, I've got photo documentation. He shows them. They're horrified. Then they put up pictures of this woman's face and say, do not, under any circumstances, let her have a dog.
Yeah, I don't know if they cared about dogs as much back in 1988. They're probably like,
well, they care about you?
She's playing with the dog. It's good for the dog.
Why would they let
bye-bye.
You go over there to witness that? Thank God you didn't know people who had horses. Good Lord. You have even crazier stories. Mom and Dad, remember that time we lived in Tijuana? No, I've forgotten all about it. I blocked it out, thankfully. Good God.
Did I blow your mind with this
you
story?
You blew my mind. And also,
this is not embellished in any way.
I believe
way.
You.
Not embellished.
Here's the thing. Remember when you brought up the upside down pineapple thing? Which at the time I had never heard of that, but now that's like a pretty commonly known internet trope, at least, which is that if someone has an upside down pineapple, like as a symbol, or if they have one in their cart at the grocery store,
shopping cart, then that means they're good to swing.
Right. And what I'm saying is, I think now if you're trying to figure out if someone's ever listened to this show, just at like work or something, if they say, oh yeah, I listen to a lot of local radio, you'd be like, oh really? Muggsy Sleeper? And if they go, huh? I'd be like, never mind. What do you listen to? And then just move on. But if they're like, Muggsy, yes, Muggsy's Leaper. God, what a crazy story that was. Then you know, like, ah, I've found a friend who listens to this dumb show.
You just put like a little thing of cocktail wieners in your cart at the grocery store.
No, we're
it's
not.
It's like, oh, you got cocktail wieners. You know,
no,
you know
not,
about Muggsy's Leaper.
No, we're not looking. Well, I guess we should be looking for these people to get them off the streets. What are you doing to that dog?
Right, there's two different types of listeners to this show. I'll have somebody come up to me, and they'll be like, hey, man, I listen every day. You're mm-hmm. awesome. What time are you on, 11? Like, yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Listen every day. All
those,
right.
Those are the people that have the nicest compliments, and then they instantly undercut them with like, yeah, I really enjoy your show. What's your producer's name, Porkchop? And it's like, the guy has not been here for years.
Well, but then there's the other side of that, where it's, hey, I listen every single day. Remember back in 2005 in the 3 o'clock hour when you said toenail fungus? Like, no, I don't remember, but I'm glad you do.
But I will tell you this. People can come up to me when I am in the home and I am staring at a wall going like, Common Bone here for T-Man, you know, just whatever. And they come up to me, they're like, hey, Muggsy's Leaper. I'll be like, that neighbor from Mike's neighborhood was touching that dog in inappropriate ways. Thank you. I remember everything. I'm back. God.
You're only back momentarily, though.
Then it goes
then
again.
Then you start playing with yourself in the chair again. Bone, you're in public. Put Little Bone away.
That's
Bone Man here for Little Bone. Use promo code disturbing. Get 20% off your Little Bone.
I'm going to be giving promo codes out when I'm eating tapioca pudding. You're right. That's how that's going to go. Glad I did this job.
I used the promo code for this nursing home. You're ripping me off. Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That doesn't
mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth. and the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I,
in
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's, yeah, that's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the, that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.